but he had found more than that. He had caught a warg and a goblin wandering in the woods. From these he had got news. The goblin patrols were still hunting with wargs for the dwarves, and they were fiercely angry because of the death of the great goblin, and also because of the burning of the chief wolf's nose and the death from the wizard's fire of many of his chief servants. So much they told him when he forced them, but he guessed there was more wickedness than this afoot, and that a great raid of the whole goblin army with their wolf allies into the lands shadowed by the mountains might soon be made to find the dwarves, or to take vengeance on the men and creatures that lived there, and who they thought must be sheltering them.
"It was a good story, that of yours," said Bjorn, "but I like it still better now I'm sure it's true. You must forgive my not taking your word. If you lived near the edge of Mirkwood, you would take the word of no one that you didn't know as well as your brother, or better. As it is, I can only say that I've hurried home as fast as I could to see that you were safe, and to offer you any help that I can. I shall think more kindly of dwarves after this. Killed a great goblin! Killed a great goblin!" he chuckled fiercely to himself.
"What did you do with the goblin and the warg?" asked Bilbo suddenly.
"Come and see," said Bjorn, and they followed round the house.
A goblin's head was stuck outside the gate, and a warg skin was nailed to a tree just beyond. Bjorn was a fierce enemy, but now he was their friend, and Gandalf thought it wise to tell him their whole story and the reason of their journey, so that they could get the most help he could offer. This is what he promised to do for them. He would provide ponies for each of them, and a horse for Gandalf, for their journey to the forest, and he would lade them with food to last them for weeks with care, and packed so as to be as easy as possible to carry. Nuts, flour, sealed jars of dried fruits, and red earthenware pots of honey, and twice-baked cakes that would keep good a long time, and on a little of which they could march far. The making of these was one of his secrets, but honey was in them, as in most of his foods, and they were good to eat, though they made one thirsty. Water, he said, they would not need to carry this side of the forest, for there were streams and springs along the road.
"But your way through Mirkwood is dark, dangerous, and difficult," he said.